back. Be enthusiastic.
Be enthusiastic. My dad used to say, be enthusiastic and you'll be enthusiastic. And I wondered, you know, I did, as a kid, I wondered, I don't get what that means. And I, later on, remember Rich DeVos wanted the one of us to go to the Dale Carnegie
course. Oh, yeah.
So I went to the Dale Carnegie course, and that's where my dad got it. Because my dad, I guess, had gone to the Dale Carnegie course. Mm. And there was an exercise that we did.
Right.
And you had to tell a story where you weren't that enthusiastic. You had to reenact it. Like, so I did, like, leading a leadership meeting at church.
Right.
So I don't want to be here, you know, but here we are. It's the third Tuesday of the night, and so I got to lead this meeting. I know you don't want to be here either, but we got to do this church stuff, so let's do this church stuff. So, you know, we had to do it. You had to do it like that.
Right.
And then for 30 seconds. And then the guy said, okay, stop. And then he said, okay, now literally I want you to take one step over.
Right.
So you had to take one step over. And he said, now I want you to do the same thing with 10 times more enthusiasm.
Right.
This is the greatest. I've been looking forward to this Tuesday for a whole entire month. I've not been able to have this moment to share. You know, so, I mean, you had to exaggerate. You had to go way beyond what you... But what was interesting about exercise is how unenthusiastic most of the time we are.
Right.
And how, you know, if you're bored with what you're saying, if you're bored with the situation you find yourself in, well, guess what? Everyone you're talking to is going to be equally bored.
Yeah.
If you're setting the temperature.
Right.
And you're putting it low, and that's what it's going to be. So Dale Carnegie was saying, you have to, you know, you might be going to a meeting and everyone's down and they're, you know, if you just reflect that back, that's the way it's going to be.
Right.
You have to lift the enthusiasm level in this group.
Paul writes in Philippians 3:12-14, not that I have already obtained all this or already am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining toward what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
Right. So all these words...
press,
straining, striving, forgetting.
Now you could do it. You could do it like this. I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but what, you know,
right. So your tone, your body language, and a lot of times we just reflect what we're seeing.
Right.
And so, if you're in a room filled with uninteresting people, then you become uninteresting.
Right.
Interesting. So it takes what? It takes some energy.
Self-awareness.
To step out of that. I have to change the atmosphere here.
Right.
And enthusiasm can do it.
Well, there's the old saying in people smart literature about, are you the thermos or the thermostat?
Yeah. Right.
Or, you know, are you the thermometer or the thermostat? That's it. So the thermometer is just someone who reflects.
Yeah, it just tells you what it is.
Right. But a thermostat sets the temperature.
Right. Regardless of what people want or don't want, you are going to make.
You create the atmosphere, and that's what enthusiasm does. You are creating an atmosphere.
So, you know, my oldest son, he gets into projects and he's into things. So he was not into cars at all. I was never into cars, never thought about them. And for whatever reason, he got into cars. And he was just so enthusiastic about it that he got me enthusiastic about it. So now we own 268 Datsun Roadsters that we're cobbling together, and he has plans about swapping out the engine and doing this, and he catted it all out on the computer. And so here I am. I never had that much interest in cars growing up ever.
Right.
But his enthusiasm makes it interesting.
Yeah.
There were things I didn't know about any of these things, and all of a sudden, just by his sheer enthusiasm, I become interested in something that he's interested in.
Wow. So enthusiasm. What's the difference between fake, phony enthusiasm and real enthusiasm?
I think in ministry, it is an important issue. I think people sense that.
Okay.
I think, number one, fake enthusiasm is not sustainable.
Right.
Right? You can put it on for a while, but... Yeah. It's not going to... I think it's the genuine enthusiasm that becomes interesting.
Right.
And anything fake, just, we listen, but that's it. Because, people that are truly, like Paul is saying, I forget the past.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? I'm talking about this. I don't want to talk about anything else. He's like laser focused on the passion that he has for his calling and the prize. And, if you start thinking about that in terms of ministry.
Right.
If you're a leader in ministry.
Right.
And you want people excited about your church. Well, how enthusiastic are you about your church?
Right.
There's one reason why churches don't grow, is the members are not enthusiastic about their church.
Right.
If they were enthusiastic about their church, our church is awesome, our pastor is awesome, our music is awesome, then when you meet someone, someone has to hold you back from telling them.
Right.
You got to come to our church. It's awesome.
Right.
So
and if it's not awesome, you can't fake it.
No, you can't, because in the end, they're going to find out.
Right.
And so it just doesn't work. So genuine enthusiasm, getting enthusiastic about your church. And if you're not, do something that you can
get involved in. Situation.
Change something or find a piece that you can get involved with that, maybe the rest of the church is, falling apart. But this one thing that you're involved in, you're going to make it the best you can. You press on towards the goal. You forget the past. You're pressing on. You're staying up to the middle of the night thinking, Lord, how can we make this better?
Yeah. Yeah. And for those ministers who are preaching, enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Like, do not just think that you have a job to do and you're up next. Today's sermon is going to be about,
today's sermon could change your life.
Yes.
As I've been studying this and the God put this on my heart, I just couldn't wait for Sunday morning.
Right.
See, now I really? What's coming? I better listen. I don't want to miss this.
So the producer of Dr. Clauser in the other room, so she's had to listen to, the entire philosophy class.
Yeah.
So today, program.
Yeah, it's like 25.
Yeah, it's 25 lectures on the history of philosophy, the Greeks, and all of that. So over lunch, after lunch, I looked at her, and she was waiting for the last day of taping, which is happening in another studio right now.
Right.
And so I remember thinking, or I walked up to her, I looked her in the eyes, philosophy is going to change your life. And then but it was really interesting. She caught up the enthusiasm. Yeah. And it will change this ministry.
Yeah.
That's right. it was like, all of a sudden, people get caught up in your enthusiasm.
Yes.
Yeah,
if you didn't have it.
I wasn't paying attention to last
time. I maybe missed something.
No, but I mean, whatever.
Yes.
It's that, do you believe that what you're doing, God has called you to do, and the confidence of that calling. So that's what enthusiasm really is. That's what is enthusiasm.
And I guess, going back to what my father said, be enthusiastic and you'll be enthusiastic. Sometimes you have to just muster it up, but in the middle of your enthusiasm, you start getting really enthusiastic.
Yeah, they used to say, fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And there's an element of truth to that. I mean, but if something is just not there, it's not there.
No.
But in the end of the day, this is an intentional practice where you're growing in confidence of your calling.
Right.
And if you are confident in your calling, tell it on the mountaintops.
Yes.
Don't hide it under a bushel.
Right.